Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Host Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, so we're live here at E3 2016, and what's your name and what do you do?
Joe Neat. I'm the executive producer on Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, so I got to play the game, and it's actually a lot of fun. So tell us a little bit about gameplay-wise, multiplayer, everything about the game.
Okay, so what we've shown so far at E3, right, we showed two videos, right? The first was our kind of cinematic trailer, which is kind of our vision of what's to come and showing the breadth and scope of the experience that we're kind of growing towards. And then our other video was the gameplay one, which was where we actually invited real fans into the studio about 3 weeks ago. Okay. Like some competition winners and some just our super fans, invited them in to basically get them playing the game for the first time. And we captured footage of them and then edited that together into kind of just a story of their first adventure. And that's what one of them's there, isn't it? But because we just thought that showing people playing our game was the best way to kind of sell the dream and the vision and how much fun it is. Because whenever people have played our game for the first time, they always laugh so much. And it's what everybody says at the end, right? They always come out going, my cheeks hurt because of how much I've been laughing. And so what we're showing here, the gameplay-wise, is really a snippet of the experience. And it was kind of crafted for a show floor, right? Which is, whereas this game you tend to spend hours in because you just get immersed in the world, out there adventuring, out there exploring. This is just a snippet highlighting the kind of unique core cooperative experience of sailing that ship together. Some of the kind of fun, more tonal items that I think make this like a rare game and make this a fun pirate game, like the musical instruments, which actually are kind of a cooperative. So if you play like the concertina and then someone else plays the hurdy-gurdy, the kind of tunes sync up and match each other, so they kind of help each other, so again it becomes cooperative. And the drinking, of course, because like basically it's, you know, being a pirate is basically drinking, smoking and fighting, and we haven't got smoking in yet, but we will have, right? It's like that's the dream, right?
I mean, this is like a totally different type of game for Rare. Was there any games that inspired you to come up with ideas like this?
Honestly, like, when we were coming up with the vision behind it, it was all about the shared worlds, games with shared worlds where you exist with other players, and that the kind of the magic of the experience is how you interact with other players and the kind of stories that happen because of the emergent nature of like of other players' behaviors. And so that was where we kind of started, and that was when we wanted an experience that, you know, it had room for kind of cooperation but also competition, which would lead to interesting stories happening, and we wanted it to be quite a small personal experience in terms of like small groups of players, because you'll have more interesting and I think and personal relationships with them. And so there was nothing better to kind of set us up for this cooperative thing, but with also with elements of competition, than keep small groups of players together than a pirate ship, basically, that, you know, because it just, and naturally you kind of know what you are going to do in this game, because you just get on the ship, and the first time those fans came in and played it, you just kind of work out, oh, of course we've got to raise the anchor, right? And oh, we get the sails down, and oh yeah, now it's working. Like, and we always wanted that it to be something that people just naturally understood how to play it and what to do, and kind of set their own goals and rules and everything, you know, rather than having a really convoluted tutorial or anything else, right?
So. I mean, right now we have like a big group right here playing. Are everybody's connected to the same server? Because I noticed there was like multiple ships too, so I was like, is this is AI? This is like another crew? Like, what is it?
Yeah, so in our game, every time you see a set of sails on the horizon, the one thing you'll know is that that's another crew of players, right? So and you don't like, and our vision is that you're never really going to know what their intent is. You know, like in any like pirate movie or naval movie you've ever seen, when they see that set of sails and they're looking through the telescope or whatever, and you're like looking at what flags they're flying or whatever, who are they, what do they want, what are their intent, and you're going to know that they're going to be thinking the same thing about you, right? That's what we mean when we say a shared world adventure game, right? That's what we're calling it. So it's the magic of it is the fact that every time you see another ship, you know that that's human.
Yeah, like we were like just waiting to see if they're going to shoot at us or not, so it was a really cool experience. But how big is this world? Because this is like really, really huge in my eyes right here.
Yeah, so I just think it's a world where you're just going to be able to pick a point on the horizon and set sail and go wherever you want and explore wherever you want, and there's kind of no limitations, it's seamless. Like, that's the world, that's the promise for us. I don't really think it's a kind of like size of the world conversation almost, right? Like, I don't want it to feel like that. I think it should feel like a vast world, right? It should feel like there's loads to explore, loads to find and everything else. And it already feels like that. Even in this, we've actually crafted a fairly small experience for the show floor so that ships will encounter each other. Whereas I think, you know, in the vision itself for the overall game, like, you won't always encounter other ships on your voyages, right? Like, we want that to be a special moment, so it is a like, whoa, who's that, what do they want, right? But this was crafted to bring them together and make it more likely you'd encounter stuff. So we can have play sessions where you maybe in an hour you don't encounter another ship, or maybe you see a couple, right? And or maybe you just see one on the horizon and you kind of don't even interact with it, right?
Now, are we going to get like different experiences based on the daytime or nighttime? Because nighttime to me was like a little bit more difficult, you know? So
It totally is, and like, I think that's just what's great about the dynamic time of day system, right? Like, it does get a bit harder, but we've prototyped things like lanterns that you can stick on the front of the ship and that kind of stuff, so there will be ways to kind of make that bit easier, but you know, this is an early version of the game that we're going to be constantly growing and evolving, and so those things will come in like and will add to the kind of the challenge and the depth of the different times of day and stuff. So.
I mean, I think Rare fans are definitely gonna love this game. I see like a really big community are gonna be playing this game for sure.
Yeah.
How important is this game to you guys?
It's super important, but it's not just the game; it's the community, like you kind of talked about, right? Like, because we're looking forward to getting this into people's hands and seeing what they do in it, right? Like, that's as exciting for us as anything, because we don't really know what everyone's going to do in it and what are the things people are going to find most exciting, what are the things people are going to see more of, and we want to get that out there and then start growing it with that community. So it's super cool, though. It's like, it's a huge honor to be working on like Rare's next game, right, with some legendary Rare developers like Greg Mayles, who's standing behind you, 27 year veteran of Rare, but like, as he's the design director, but it's an honor to be like, to be working on this game and making a Rare game for you know, for the fans and the players out there.
It's a lot of fun, so I just want to say congrats. I really enjoy it. I can't wait for the final game to come out.
Yeah, much appreciated talking to you, man. It's great to hear the feedback.
Thanks a lot, man.
No worries, man.
Cool. Thanks, no problem.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.